This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The scandal surrounding Governor Robert Bentley's alleged affair with a former top advisor has grabbed attention from CNN to the New York Times to the Washington Post. With that national media attention, some Bentley opponents in the legislature have suggested his troubles have hurt the state's economic development efforts. We explore that in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we know that Bentley likes to make splashy announcements anytime a business opens or expands in Alabama. How likely is it that he'll get to do that more with this scandal?
Based on the people we talked to, and we talked to a lot of site selectors around the nation, we talked to local and state economic development sources, it's still likely we're going to have plenty of economic development announcements coming in the pipeline. Site selectors really told us when you're a company, you're looking to go to a city, you're looking at a long-term project, I mean, you're thinking 20, 30 years out for a big manufacturing plant. You know the administration is going to change over. It's not going to be a long-term thing or a long-term situation probably with a scandal. If you're looking at factors that would outweigh this, I mean, they listed off a long line of things: incentives, property taxes, property values, the workforce. There's just a lot of things that would go in there. All the site selectors said one kind of off scandal like this, it's mainly focused on a personal relationship, probably not going to be a deal breaker in any particular context. It definitely might lead to some additional questions for the economic development officials in Alabama. They might get a call from a potential recruit or a client saying, hey, what's going on with that? And it could maybe do some damage early in the process when people are building their kind of site selection lists. But in terms of being a deal breaker, everyone we talked to said that's really unlikely.
So if there's not a whole lot of effect, does that mean that this just blows over from an economic perspective?
Not necessarily. The experts we talked to said the way this could get the worst, and it really could trickle into the economic development world, is if it turns out this is more of a widespread thing. Like if the ethics investigation uncovers a widespread kind of corruption case, anything that kind of inhibits the state's ability to do business, especially from a fiscal standpoint, if it trickled into that, that's what they said could really have an impact on economic development. But in this thing, I mean, one site selector even told us if scandals were an impediment to economic development, nothing would ever get done in like New Jersey or New York.
Well, there are those in the healthcare industry who are particularly worried about this. What is their concern?
And that's really the big focus here in Birmingham that everybody's looking at, is a lot of the hospitals in town are really kind of proponents of this Medicaid overhaul. I mean, it's going to have a big impact on UAB, on Viva, St. Vincent's is involved with it. But if they don't have the money to do that, that's going to be a problem. Obviously, Bentley was a leading proponent of that, and he's been advocating for more funding for Medicaid so they can make this overhaul possible and roll out these new regional care organizations. But this scandal, on top of last year's proposed tax plan that never really went anywhere, that's really cost him a lot of political capital among the legislature. It's really going to make it difficult for him to get his platform across with the legislature and really get his point across. That's not to say that the Medicaid funding might not come from other means, but it's definitely made it harder for him to get across his political platform.
Well, the federal Medicaid office says Alabama healthcare providers are overbilling the program at a higher rate than average, leading to a drain on funds. And Ty, give us some sense on what the feds say is going on.
They're not necessarily saying it's anything nefarious. They're saying it could be everything from like just simple a coding error, a doctor error, or just not really knowing the system, or just errors at the point of contact rather than anything nefarious going on. But, I mean, obviously the federal government is trying to save every penny they can. So they've been really putting an onus on this, really ramping up their efforts to kind of fight overbilling in recent years. And what that's led to for hospitals at the local level is a lot of audits. And a lot of audits, they say, are unnecessary. They're saying, we're getting audited, we're getting accused of overbilling, we go through the appeals process, turns out we were correct the whole time. It cost us a lot of money, cost us a lot of headaches. So they're just having to fight that here at the local level. It's really kind of having an impact on their bottom lines and just really kind of causing headaches for providers in Birmingham.
And I gather that healthcare providers say that leads to poorer care because more money goes to paperwork.
Right, and that's the argument at the end of the day is they're saying they're ratcheting up kind of their audit. It's causing a huge burden from a regulatory standpoint, from an administrative standpoint, and from a cost burden. They're just spending a lot of time having to fight these, and a lot of times it's turning out that the hospital is winning.
Well, finally, Birmingham leaders cut the ribbon last week on the new Rotary Trail in downtown. It stretches four blocks along First Avenue South and turns an abandoned rail line into the newest place for walkers, joggers, and bikers to enjoy. Developers are also eyeing this route. And what do they see there?
They see a lot of potential. I mean, if you look at the trail and look at it now, it's a little bit different than the situation at Railroad Park. When Railroad Park opened, there was a lot of vacant property. The Rotary Trail, there's very few vacancies along the trail. I mean, you got some big tenants. You got the Station 121 mixed-use development, which recently got to full occupancy. You got BBVA Compass and the Daniel Building. You got Adamson Ford. You got a lot of key tenants along the trail. But they look at some of the tenants. Once you get a little bit eastward down the trail, you start to see some more industrial type businesses that don't necessarily need that walk-in traffic. So with the trail opening up, expect to bring a lot more pedestrians, a lot more foot traffic, cyclists and such. Developers are saying that we might start to see some of those properties sell to developers who want to do retail projects, or maybe some mixed-use developments with apartments. So they're really looking at it as a new catalyst for that area, particularly once you get down to that kind of industrial corridor at the eastern end of the trail.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot.